Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kolb, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Ed Bailey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kolb strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisher for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Santo. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerry Kolb batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Stewart fumbles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Kolb goes all the way around to score. Christopher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3 Cubs. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hiller moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jack Fisher. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordy Richardson now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kolb is 0-for-3 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McDaniel moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-4 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Burton now playing center field. Chris Krug now catching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Al Jackson pinch runs for Ron Swoboda. John Stevenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Christopher moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, Cubs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Stevenson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Cubs. Tug McGraw pinch runs for John Stevenson. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-4 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.